Mr. Michael Cleveland. And that's the last thing. Thank you. Good job there, dude. This lady on the bass guitar, she really needs no introduction if you've been following the bluegrass music for the past few years. Because she's been in this particular line of music now for the past years. She said that's not funny. I don't know if they got it either. They might not have thought it was funny. Anyhow, she's one of the most respected writers and fine bass player and a respected person in bluegrass music. And she's, like I said, one of the finest writers. I deem it an honor to write songs with her. From Berea, Kentucky, make welcome Vicki Simmons.
A song for you right now that Dale Ann and I both wrote that's on our latest CD. It's not that new now, but it's the latest one we have. And actually, it's about my great-great-grandmother, Catherine, who found herself in a real bad abusive situation right after the Civil War in Chattanooga, Tennessee. Instead of just sticking around for that, she walked all the way from Chattanooga to Eastern Kentucky, which is, we figured it on the map when we were writing this song, over 300 miles. But the story didn't stop there. She had a toddler on her hip, which made it even more of a challenge. Lots of the stories about her courage and her adventures on this journey got handed down to me from my mother, grandmother, and visited the graveyard about 2 or 3 years ago when we were hunting songs and some song ideas, actually, and this one came to mind. I thought, well, was right about her courage, because she sure had a bunch of it. Her name was Catherine, but nobody knew her as Catherine. We all just knew her as Granny Cat.